Baji Yogar stores all of his inventory in a fanny pack, hanging right up front like a giant leather cod piece. I'm like 80% sure I heard Aaron say that.
Hello, screeters. I'm sure it sounds terrible, but I finally got logged back in to Spotify for podcasters, or as we knowingly, lovingly call it, Anchor. I started out the show with a little message from Taylor concerning Baji Yogar, the player character for Aaron Coleman. Aaron Coleman, I don't know anything about what his situation is now. I only know that about a week ago, his wife Bridget set up a page that they shared on Facebook that he's in his final stages of his pancreatic cancer. I have many, many, many wonderful memories with Aaron. He played the most sessions of Legendary Kalmata of anyone. He had a sixth level wizard. I don't even know how many experience points that is, but it's got to be a stupendous amount. I know I had to have annoyed him many, many times with me canceling games, making bad rulings. I don't know, just everything. And he never, ever lost his temper. He was always supportive with his friendship, monetarily, and even encouragement. The first time I ever met Aaron, it was at GaryCon 3, I believe. He was in the bar area, and it was Wednesday, and I was buying drinks, and I bought a lot of them for Aaron Coleman. And I don't know if there's ever been more money better spent than buying drinks for my man, the DCC Viking. So anyway, I just wanted to kick it off with an ode to Aaron. All my love and all the my best and strength and anything I could give, I would give Aaron. I don't know if you're listening or not, but all the people who know and love Aaron, we'll send a link. I'll have it at the Gamerhood. See if you can, if you have any notes about Aaron, go ahead and put them on that journal, and let's see if we can pick his spirits up from now until eternity. I got a few other things I want to talk about. It's been so long, but let's have a moment of silence for my man, Aaron Coleman.
If he is up or down, his podcast still comes round. Hobbs is in his van. Don't turn off that sat nav, man. Random screed, don't know what you get, but it's what you need.
Status report.
Like I mentioned, it's been so long, guys. Lots of reasons, mostly the loudness of my vehicle since I got new tires. I really don't know how this is going to show up. I also got a new phone, and I couldn't get on to Spotify for podcasters anymore. But I don't know why, but today it worked, and yeah, we're golden. Let's do an update on some of the games. So I think one of the last times we talked, I was playing in TJ Drennan's Hyperborea, third edition Hyperborea game, Hachem Gallium. That thing's on hiatus. Too many difficulties with schedules, and that is an unfortunate demise, because that setting is so very rich, so very novel to me. I'm a pretty vanilla player, so, you know, that thing is not vanilla at all. But still recognizable and relatable in a cool way. So thank you so much for involving me in it, TJ. And hopefully, if you ever do get it off the ground, I'm there, bruh. I'm there. Next up is the OSC game with my old crew from when I first started playing games online in 2012. That being Brian Tackle, the CraigBrasco.com, Elliot Moschel, and also playing with us is Nolibert Robert Nemeth, and Jordan Moschel, Elliot's younger brother. Through the Valley of the Manicore, we're playing OSE. 40 sessions we completed last night at time of recording, which is 11/17/2023, the day after Heidi Hobbs's birthday. So Colin Green, if you still listen to that this show, maybe a little happy birthday for Heidi. If not, anybody else who's willing, send me a recording. Love to pass that on. But anyhow, 40 the session. We fought the Manicore mano a Manicore. Oh. And we won. We drove it off, but we didn't get it killed, so we haven't solved the mystery. We've gone through lots of character deaths. Fortunately, no player deaths. But, you know, overall a good game. There's been periods of lulls, and those are unfortunate, and as many of them have been my fault as haven't. But, yeah, I mean, I always say, and I think many people would agree, the way to keep a campaign going is the GM just keeps it going regardless of what happens. One way or another, you talk it through, you figure it out, you get new players if you have to. Either way, just keep it going. So, Elliot, thanks for that, and thanks for all the other people who've played in that game over the past 40 sessions, over a year of playtime. Other than the ones I named, that would include Taylor, who started the show off, and John Davis, and Edwin Najee, my man Edwin, and I hope I pronounced his name right this time. All right, next up is a newer game, another Hyperborea 3rd Edition game ran by none other than the panhandler Jose Licario. He is doing a module crawl, and he has some really interesting thoughts and ideas on what he's looking for in products. And if I had a hair on my capooty, I would get him on Hobbs and Friends, and we'd talk about these ideas. And so, damn it, that's what we're going to do. Next episode, if it's not Ben Lawrence, Jose Licario. Can't wait. Love that dude. Anyway, we are playing Rats in the Rawls in Port Cromarium. And this is about the third time I've played that game or that adventure. And yeah, I don't remember a ton about it. I don't try to give out any spoilers. And whatever happens, happens. I'm playing an unusual class for me. Straight up fighter. His name is Conn. C-O-N-N. Which is also Conan's dad's name. But they bear no resemblance. Anywho, I'm still trying to get my Wednesday Tales of Argosa playtest for 2nd edition Low Fantasy Gaming going. We've got a few sessions in. Maltworm Stew and Robert Nolibert are playing. And we've joined forces with Peter Spez, baby. And hopefully that game we'll get back to and we can keep it going. Man, Steve Grodzicki is knocking it out of the park, I think, with Tales of Argosa. And if you haven't seen it, you should go get it right away. You can get a playtest document, which is almost the full PDF, in all honesty, on DriveThruRPG, especially if you've already purchased Low Fantasy Gaming Deluxe Edition. I think... Oh! Last but not least, I was approached... through texting from a person that my cousin directed towards me in a little town of Amboy, Illinois, asking if I would GM. And I think I'm going to do a whole little segment on how I set that up, what I did. Maybe I'll just let it go for next episode. So look forward to that. It's the Green River Gamers Association version 2. Yeah, and that that's the status report.
Gary and Dave shared credit on the white bus, but as things advanced, their relationship was on the rocks. Maybe less people know his name, but he revolutionized war games with the first fantasy campaign.
As longtime listeners of the Screed and Hobbs and Friends and Hex Talk would know, I have a little system that I use most often in my lighter, simpler rules games like BX, OSE, that I called Arnesonian Assault Dice. The methodology came to me in a fever dream, and I've used it quite a few times, not lately, but more importantly, Aaron Clark, you took that and made it into something so much better, and he has put it in and published it in his book, Holmes and Clark. You can hear about Holmes and Clark in his interview with Jason Connerly, the other Jason, at Nerds RPG Variety Cast. I don't know what episode. Go check it out. It's pretty damn sweet. I know also that Todd at Hex Press on his YouTube channel did a read-through of Holmes and Clark. So I just wanted to pimp that out a little bit. I know Aaron also has his own server, Discord server, called Holmes and Clark, which a lot of fucking popular people are on in the gaming sphere or the industry. So join up with that server if you want to talk about Arnesonian Assault Dice. I'm going to try and find my information. My buddy Patches, Thaddeus Moore, asked exactly what my system was compared to Aaron's, and his is a lot more versatile. Mine's mostly a cross up between Douglas Cole's Dungeon Grappling and made a little bit simpler and shifted into more, you know, less numbers to keep track of and just kind of using dice. So there's the pimping for that. And thanks again for that music from TJ Brennan.
These are the days of high adventure.
All right, as mentioned, a guy I now know named Mikey contacted my cousin Todd asking if he would GM him and his buddies in a new D&D group. This totally reminded me of what might happen at bigger schools back in the 80s, but no one ever asked me to GM their group, and finding players was not even something I attempted, to be honest. But anyway, Todd channeled Mikey to me, and I said, yeah, I'll run for you. Mikey then started a Facebook Messenger group, put in a few guys, and we started talking about what types of games they may or may not like. And all they'd ever played, if anything, was 5th edition. So I tried to explain a little bit about the OSR. Since no one can really define what the OSR is, we just use my definition, people, because your table is your table, and really, that's all that matters, right? We don't want to give platforms to bad people. We don't want to give bad actors more opportunities to shine or give them our money. But reality, the table is the biggest, most important facet of the D&D slash RP tabletop RPG industry, without question. I'd love to hear if anyone could refute that. Anyways, you know, we had some time on a messenger, a few weeks of talking about what we wanted to play, and me trying to describe what my style of game is that I run to people who have never listened to podcasts. They don't know any of the lexicon, nor the terminology, nor the phrase, the turns of phrase that we prefer to use, what any of those things mean. So it came down to them being willing to try and me being willing to try to teach them and play with them. The best way to learn is to play. So it came down to me coming up with what I wanted to do. I wanted it to be something classic without being classic. I'll give you a hot take. I don't really feel like the old adventures are the greatest adventures of all time. I feel like we are in a platinum age of gaming. I've been saying golden age, but we're even better than gold. We're 5 times better than gold. And I would say that in the platinum age, we have better adventures than we did in the golden age, or even the silver age, or the bronze age, or whatever age came before that. Is that the iron age? No, iron is after bronze, right? I don't know. What I do know is that I love the idea of the Keep on the Borderlands. I did not want to use Keep on the Borderlands. So instead, I found a little product called The Fallen Lands. I don't even know what it's called, but it's by a guy called Nobody GM, I believe, and it's for a different system called Heroes of Quest, Questing Heroes. I don't know any of this information. I'm just running off the cuff in my van. I will get all this information in future episodes. Anyway, he kind of did a rewrite of Keep on the Borderlands called Skenrith Keep, and it had a preliminary adventure and the little campaign setting. I placed this stuff directly into my Emergent Empires campaign near the North March. So if you know anything about the games that I run, or you've been a peruser of my YouTube channel, The Gamerhood, you would have heard of the North March. And I just put it in near the North March, to the east. It's a whole new kind of 24, 48, 72 mile hex area. And we got to play our first session. There were lots of surprises. I don't even know how much detail to go in. I don't want it to be too long today. I also want to know you to know I don't have any messages, if anyone sent me any messages since my last episode, which has been a long time. Been a long, lonely, 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 lonely time. I know my singing hasn't gotten any better, but spirits are up. Hopefully I can get to the game tonight. More information. I love you all, and I hope you love me too. Regardless, stay alive. You got a job to do. It's better to burn out than to fade away.